This is KPRN, KNORN, FM Los Angeles.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. My no time flies.
Some smile, some sunshine down my way. Lately I've been lonesome. Blossom, it's been much too long a day. Seems my dreams have frozen, melt my cares away. Send the sunshine down my way. All the same.
Los Angeles, broadcasting from a secret location somewhere on your FM dial. And you know, because KPRN broadcasts on a secret frequency, a lot of people have trouble finding it. No biggie. All you have to do is write to us, and we'll send you cassettes of our last broadcast, or our next broadcast, or this broadcast. But I figured you already had this since you're listening to it. So write to KPRN at 2916 Yale Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90291, and turn it up.
Close my eyes, I was so surprised.
KPR in Los Angeles, that was ELO with Tightrope. Before that, we had The Byrds with 8 Miles High. And before that, James Taylor with Blossom. Now let's take a break to pay some bills.
Hi, when you're traveling down Sunset, east of La Brea, have you ever seen this railroad car? It's called Carney's, and it makes the most delicious hamburgers in the whole wide world. They're 100% beef, lettuce, tomato, cheese, Carney's special sauce. Oh, I might as well tell you. The lettuce and tomatoes are chopped fresh every hour to ensure that it's just going to be the best damn hamburger you've ever had. You may like Tommy hamburger, and you really have a right to because they're incredibly good, but you may like Carney's better. You may wonder why I'm talking like this. And what it is that, well, 2 years ago, I had this lobotomy, and, well, my wife.
Thank you.
One whole funny car! It's a race car disaster! It's the race of the century at OCR Raceway! February 15th, this Saturday, Mean Charlie Watson will race Bill the Mongoose McEwen. Donna Snake Perdome will have another chance at Matt Schomburger in his incredible dirt machine. Remember last time that Don almost made it to the finish line. Remember, February 15th, this Saturday, it'll be incredible! Be there!
Ladies half price on Wednesdays.
No milk today, my love has gone away. The bottle stands forlorn, a symbol of the dawn. No milk today, it seems a common sight. But people passing by don't know the reason why. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know the palace that I've been behind the door where my love reigns as queen? No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turn nine today. This message means the end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know a palace there had been behind a door where my love reigned as queen? No milk today, my love has gone away. The bottle stands for all, a symbol of the dawn. Symbol of the dawn. No milk today, it seems a common sight. But people passing by don't know the reason why. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know the palace there had been behind the door where my love reigned as queen? No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turn nine today.
Worship.
me and all I touch. Easy eye, they catch my glance. Pleasant shudders shake their senses, for warm momentum throws their stance. You feel me coming, a new vibration. From afar you'll see me, I'm a sensation, I'm a sensation. Soon you'll see me, can't you feel me, I'm coming. Sent your troubles dancing, I know the answer, I'm coming. I'm coming, I'm a sensation. I leave a trail of rooted people, mesmerized by just the sight. The few I touched now are disciples, love as one.
Smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel. Waiting at the station with a workday window blowing, watch the passers-by. Mirrored in their faces I see frustration growing, and they don't see it showing. Why do I? You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better.
KPRN FM. Before that, we had The Who doing Sensation from the rock opera Tommy. And before them, we had Herman's Hermits doing No Milk Today. But now, it's time to take a call from our switchboard and see what you people want to hear. Good morning, this is KPRN FM. Would you like to make a dedication?
Yes, I'd like to dedicate You're Breaking My Heart by Harry Nilsson to Vicki Burnham, please.
Okay, well, we'll do our best for you and see what we can do. And thank you very much for calling.
Live this so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime.
Hi, Susie. I've got a problem.
What is it, Bob?
Well, you know that commercial we made for the 5th annual KPRN Song Poll Contest, telling everyone how they can get their favorite radio station to play their favorite song?
Uh-huh.
And telling them how they can win thousands of dollars in prizes, things like trips to exciting places like London, Modesto, Hong Kong, and Encino from Joe's Bus Lines?
Uh-huh.
Or like tickets to an exclusive screening of the scariest movie of the year, Dr. Tongue's 3D House of Pancakes, from Caballero Productions?
Uh-huh.
Or how they can even win up to $10,000 in cash.
So what's the problem, Bob?
Well, Susie, nobody's entered yet.
Well, Bob, maybe they think it's hard to enter.
No, Susie. All you have to do is send KPRN a list of up to 10 of your favorite songs.
Well, Bob, maybe they think they have to buy something, or maybe they think they're not eligible.
No, Susie. There's no purchase necessary, and anyone alive can enter.
Well, Bob, don't worry. They'll enter. Just give them time.
Well, Susie, that's the problem. All entries have to be received by August 1st to be counted in KPRN's annual poll of America's favorite music.
August 1st, Bob?
That's right, Susie.
I'd better get mine off. Where do I get an entry blank, Bob?
You don't need an entry blank, Susie. Just send a list of up to 10 of your favorite songs to KPRN, 2916 Yale Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90291.
Wait a minute, Bob. Let me get a pencil. What was that address again?
You ready, Susie?
Yep.
It's KPRN, 2916 Yale Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90291. And you can be a winner.
All entries must be received by August 1st. Contest prohibited where void. No purchase necessary, but you must be alive to enter. All prizes are figments of the sponsor's imagination.
And now, for your listening enjoyment, we present Death by Cheese.
Marvin was dead. Yes, he was stone dead. His eye would trouble me no more. He...
What?
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 Sorry. Oh, Melvin was dead. He was so dead.
How dead was he?
How dead could he be? He had gone to his maker and had been pronounced an official stiff. If you're wondering why I bring up this grave and lifeless fact, well, let's just say that it is buried in the main plot of the story. Now, Marvin had a business partner by the name of Stooge, L. Blintzer Stooge. He was the biggest cheapskate the world had ever known. In fact, he was such a big cheapskate...
How big a cheapskate was he?
That he sold his soul to the devil and...
What?
What?
Eh?
Damn it. Okay, wait a minute. Anyway, no one really liked Stooge. Well, one day, before Christmas, Stooge was in his office counting his pennies, and his clerk, Bob Cricket, was trying to warm himself in the unheated office by flicking his bick, when in walked Stooge's nephew.
Now is the winter of our discontent, made glorious summer by the sun of
what?
York.
What?
What?
Hey? Oh, maybe I'd better start again.
Yeah.
Happy Hanukkah, Unc.
Blah. Cockroach.
Hanukkah? Cockroach? Oh, come off it, Unc.
What right do you to be happy? You're poverty-stricken enough.
What right do you have to be unhappy? You're affluent enough.
Then they should die and decrease the surplus population.
What?
Oh, sorry. Bah! Cockroach!
Come on, Unc. Have dinner with us.
I don't like kosher food.
But it's Hanukkah!
Get lost.
Unc, you don't know the meaning of happiness.
Get lost.
You know what happiness is, Unc?
Seeing you leave. Get lost.
Happiness is the giving of presents. The laughter of your friends as you sit around the fire and pass the joint around. It's realizing that we are all human beings and that the world cannot survive unless man learns to live with man and realizes that man is really good at heart.
Yay! All right!
Get out of here and pick up your Oscar.
Very well, Unc. Happy Hanukkah.
Get lost!
And have a good Year of the Dragon!
Bah! Cockroach!
Mrs. Scrooge! The rats! Rats! Thousands of rats! Millions of rats!
What?
Sorry. There are two men to see you, sir.
Well, send them in, you pure excuse of a slimy, dirty worm.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Livingstone, I presume?
No, not quite.
Oh, sorry. Stooges and Marvin?
Yep.
Am I talking with Stooge or Melvin?
Marvin is stone dead, and his eye will trouble me no more.
Huh?
Never mind. Just what do you want?
We want you to donate some money to the Krishna movement.
Go screw yourselves.
But Mr. Stooge...
Get lost!
The Krishna knew when they were licked, so they left to go try leech money off some other sucker. Meanwhile, closing time had arrived, and...
I suppose you want Christmas Day off.
Please, sir. It's only one day of the year.
Well, I
work day and night for every day of the year. No rest, no vacation, no raise. Won't you give me Christmas Day off, sir?
Okay. But be here 1 hour early the next day.
Oh, thank you, sir. I kiss your feet. I humble myself before your holy form.
All right.
Well, that night, as Stooge sat in his apartment eating chocolate malt oatmeal, a strange thing happened.
Stooge!
Huh? What?
Stooge! Now you can feed four more for only $4.94.
What?
Oh, sorry. It's me, Stooge, your old buddy Melvin.
Marvin? I thought you were definitely deceased. I thought you had gone to meet your maker. I thought your eye would trouble me no more. I thought you were an ex-businessman.
I am. I am the ghost of Marvin, and I'm here to save your soul.
That's what the I Found It people said down the street.
Listen to me, Stooge. I wear a fence around me that I fastened during life. You see, I shut out people. I didn't care about people, only about myself. And so I built a high picket fence about me, invisible to me, yet so obvious to others in my cold and untouchable manner. Had I but realized that you can't fence out humanity, you must open the gate to your heart and let the love and light shine on out to mankind.
Thank you. Having a ghost of a chance to get my nephew.
You will be visited by three spirits.
Three? Why three? Is there some sort of symbolism or something?
The first will arrive on the first night at 1 a.m.
1 a.m.? You out of your bloody mind? You think I'm gonna get... Oh, I'm gonna get up at 1 o'clock and get a goddamn go away. You're just full of it, man. I mean, you're just giving you a lot to learn.
The second shall appear the next night at 2 in the morning.
2 in the morning? You're out of your closet. I'm not getting up at 2 in the morning. You're just... I mean,
and the third will arrive at the night after the night after the night after tomorrow night at midnight.
Can't it come at noon? I mean, come on, noon, isn't that well?
Farewell, Stooge. My eye will trouble you no more.
Goodbye, Melvin.
Stooge went to bed with some sleepies and fell into a heavy, dreamless sleep. He was awakening by the chiming of the clock.
Bong!
As he opened his eyes, he saw a hand open the sliding glass door, and in walked a 7-foot-tall man with a basketball uniform, bouncing a basketball.
How'd you climb up 20 stories?
I have my ways.
Are you the spirit I was told about?
Yep, I'm the spirit of Christmas past.
How far past?
As far as your past goes, man.
I never knew my past was a basketball star.
He's not, man, but tonight's a day off and I'm all I could get. Now let's get going.
Where?
Out the window.
Are you crazy? It's 20 stories up. 1 in the morning and it's 20 below zero out there.
Hey, it's cool, man, it's cool. Just touch the basketball and you and I will be spirited away to the past.
So Stooge touched the basketball, and sure enough, he and the spirit were magically transported to an empty school.
Remember this place?
Samurai, the place I used to go to. Look, over there, H100, my old hangout.
They wandered to the room, and there within they saw a solitary 15-year-old sitting and counting pennies.
Why? Why, that's me!
Sure enough. Look, there's your sister.
Al Blitzer! Al Blitzer!
Now, ain't that sweet? She's hugging you like there's no tomorrow.
That isn't my sister.
Well, sure it is, man. Just look at the way she's holding you. Now she's taking off her shawl and her shoes and her dress, and I think we'd better go.
So, touching the Spirits basketball, they were whisked away to an obscure office in an obscure office building in an obscure city.
Recognize this place?
Why, this was my first obscure job. Look, there I am. And there's old Fizzy Cola, my obscure employer. And there's Dix Nixion, my obscure business partner.
Come on, old Blinzer, it's Christmas. Time to close up and make whoopee.
Some old dude, huh?
You bet the girls they brought to those Christmas parties were something else.
Yeah, man. Well, come on, we still got a lot more to see.
They touched the basketball and suddenly Stooge found himself in another obscure office building. Now he saw himself once more, now a middle-aged man facing a young girl. Stooge, someday man will be able to harness incredible energies, perhaps even the atom.
What?
Sorry. Stooge, I'm leaving you.
Why? Was it something I said?
It's not that. It's that you no longer love me.
What do you mean?
You have given up your love for me for a golden idol, money. Oh, we had love once, but you have replaced it. You have hardened your heart to the coldness of the world, surrounding yourself with cold, hard cash, not to mention box tops and blue chip stamps. So I'm leaving you for someone who cares about me and not money, who will give me love and happiness! Thank you, thank you.
Can we still have sex?
Some gal, huh?
I don't want to talk about it.
Man, you sure know how to lose them.
Why don't you leave?
Man, I'm telling you.
Get out of here.
And Stooge, with that, grabbed the basketball and suddenly found himself back in bed. The clock near him chimed 2 times.
Bong. Bong.
A glow came from his bathroom. He walked in, and there he saw a man in a chicken suit.
Who are you?
I'm the ghost of Christmas present.
Dressed like a chicken?
Well, you see, I was next door on Let's Make a Deal when this big dude said, how would you like to make a quick 100? So I said yes, and he said to come over here and tell you I was a ghost of Christmas present.
Tell you anything else?
Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to show you some stuff. Let me see. Touch my costume, and then we should...
As Stooge touched the man in the chicken suit's costume, he and the man in the chicken suit were magically transported to a small apartment in Venice, the home of Bob Cricket.
This is where Bob Cricket lives.
I heard the narrator.
Mom! Mom, we got the TV dinners! Just in time. Your father will be home with Tiny Tim any minute. I said, your father will be home with Tiny Tim any minute. I think I hear your father and Tiny Tim coming.
Hey, kid.
Daddy!
Here, Tiny Tim, sit by the fire and warm yourself.
Tiptoe through the tulips.
How was Tiny Tim today at the Krishna temple?
Very good. You know what he said to me? He said, I hope people see me so they can remember that materialism and fame are not really all that bad.
Well, dinner's ready, so you all sit down.
What a feast!
So they sat down and had their Swanson's turkey dinner. Afterwards, they all sat around the fire and drank beer.
A toast! God bless us all!
God bless us all!
Tiptoe through the tulips.
Spirit, tell me. Yonder long-haired window weirdo with the ukulele. Will he be around long?
I see an empty seat in the corner and the ukulele carefully tended. If these shadows remain, the kid will go on to stardom.
Mr. Stooge, I give you the founder of the feast. Mr. Stooge.
What? You're going to toast that goddamn son of a...
My dear, it's Christmas.
Christmas can go to...
My love, the children.
I don't give a good goddamn about the children. You're not going to toast that in my house. He hasn't even given you a raise for 30 years.
But he hasn't fired me either.
Well, maybe you're right. To Mr. Stooge, a long life, and may he never need Alka-Seltzer.
Gee, that was awful nice of him.
Yeah, for a poor excuse of a slimy, dirty worm, it was very nice.
Hey, cut that out.
Touch my costume. We have another place to visit.
And so Stooge once more touched the man in the chicken suit's costume, and he found himself in a rather nice house on 7th Street in Santa Monica.
And then he told me to get lost.
He's the most comical person I've ever heard of. Too bad he didn't come to dinner.
Well, that's his loss. Let's sit around the fire and smoke some stuff.
See all the fun you're missing? Well, come on. We must get you back. My time's almost up.
And so Stooge touched the man in the chicken costume's outfit suit. The man in the chicken outfit suit. The suit?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Well, they were both transported home.
Spirit, I have one question. What are those two little white things in your costume?
Look well, Stooge. They are the eggs of man's downfall. The large double grade A is suffrage.
We want votes! We want votes!
And the small ranch fresh one is disaster.
Nope.
Beware them both. But most beware disaster, for terrible things happen when it's around.
No kidding.
Farewell, Stooge.
Stooge saw the man in the chicken outfit disappear, and suddenly he heard the chiming of the clock.
Bong.
12 times.
12 times? Look, we sound effects man only get so much money.
As he turned around, he saw a tall, omnivorous figure in a black hooded outfit in front of him.
Hello, omnivorous figure in a black hooded outfit. Who are you? Are you Santa Claus? How about Groucho Marx? Play chess? Not very talkative, are you? You happen to be the ghost of Christmas future, would you?
The figure nodded.
Ah, I was afraid of that. Well, let's get going.
The spirit lifted a long arm and pointed. Stooge walked in that direction. They found themselves in front of some token businessmen? Oh, token businessman.
He became stone dead this morning. That means as I will bother us no more.
Yeah.
It ceased and gone to Muse Maker.
Dispassionate, aren't they? Don't suppose you have any opinion?
The spirit just pointed forward, and Stooge found himself in a small back room with a man and two women.
Look what I got! 500 reds!
Well, look what I got! 8 kilograms, count of 8, of coke!
8 kilograms of coke? Where did you get that?
From under his bed.
With him still on it?
Sure, there was no one else around to catch me!
Spirit, won't you tell me some sorrow at the loss of someone?
Suddenly, Stooge found himself at Cricket's house. I wonder where your father is.
He was almost always on time when Tiny Tim was around.
Yes, I remember how quickly your father would move with Tiny Tim on his shoulder.
Put his back out of whack, though. Hello, children!
Did you go to see him today?
Yes, I went to see him. There he was, dear sweet Tiny Tim, my little child, a famous singer. I managed to get a seat not too far back. Oh, my child, my little child, why did you have to go? Sob, cry, whimper.
Spirit, the man they were talking about on the last page of the script, who was he?
The spirit pointed, and there before Stooge was a gravestone.
Joe Shablotnik. Who's Joe Shablotnik?
The spirit shook his head, waved his hands, and they stood in front of the right gravestone.
L. Blintzer Stooge. L. Blintzer Stooge. Sounds familiar. Hey, wait a minute! Holy shit, that's me! It can't be! No, wait, spirit, don't leave!
Stooge frantically grabbed onto the spirit.
I'm changed! Cross my heart, I'll be good. I won't put a fence around me any longer. I'll let the spirit of goodness and truth shine in, and I'll live in the past, present, and the future. I will live a clean and decent... What the hell is that? Clean and decent life from this night forth, so help me God. Only don't desert me here. Tell me when I might change and escape this unfavorable and despicable end. Oh, spirit of the future, tell me that I may have hope!
Okay!
Oh, no, right. Oh, Thank you.
Suddenly, Stooge found himself at home.
Why, I'm at home. And it's morning.
That's what I said.
I wonder what day it is.
He opened the window, and leaning out, he called to a young boy on a skateboard.
Hey, kid.
Yeah?
What's the date?
December 25th.
They did it all one night, son of God. The spirits did it all in one night. Oh, hey, kid. Is Colonel Sanders still having the feed four or more for only $4.94 special?
Yep.
Well, if you bring one of those guys over here, just see me. I'll give you half a crown.
You'll give me what?
Half a crown.
What's that?
Well, let's see. Crowns, 50 pence. Half a crown, 25 pence. About a fourth of a pound.
How much is a pound in American money?
See, current rate of exchange. Let's see, 13. Yeah. I don't know. Just go get them, and I'll give you a dollar.
Only a dollar? That's 2 miles from here.
Okay, I'll give you two.
Well, okay.
And he skateboarded off.
I'll send 10 of those to Bob Cricket. He won't know what hit him.
Stooge then got dressed and headed towards his nephew's. On the way, he met...
Stooge! Mr. Stooge!
My dear Krishna person, please allow me to donate a dollar.
The man was so happy with the donation that he gave Stooge a 5-cent stick of incense. Stooge then went on to his nephew's house.
Unk!
Happy Hanukkah, Neff.
So between the blintzes and the grass, Stooge had one of the best holidays he'd ever had. The next morning, he went to his office early to catch Bob Cricket coming in late.
You're late.
Oh, sir, forgive me, sir. It's only 3 seconds. Please, sir, I beg of you, forgive me.
Cricket, you know what I'm gonna do.
Raise my salary?
No, fire you.
And so Stooge fired Cricket and became Tiny Tim's business manager, thus making himself a fast million.
I may be kind-hearted, but I'm not stupid.
So ends our story. May your holidays be happy, and as Tiny Tim says...
The narrator was played by the nephew. Stooge was played by Bob Cricket. The Krishna Man was played by Marvin. Melvin was played by Marvin. Ghost 1 was played by Ghost 2. Ghost 3 was played by the sister. Fizzy Cola was played by the girl. The kids were played by Tiny Tim. Mrs. Cricket was played by the wife of the nephew. Man 1 was played by Man 2. Woman 1 was played by Woman 2. Man 3 was played by the kid.
Place commercial here.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps. The tape you have just heard was written and produced by a group of enemy spies. They plan to sell it to the actors, who will then kill the person who conceived it. Your job, kill the subtitle man. And make the sound effects man make a funny noise like a train. If you are caught or killed, the secretary is nailed. Destroy this tape in the unusual manner. Good luck, Jim.
Hey, 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 that was a little Christmas spirit for you from the Olive Slot Extra. That was Death by Cheese. And before that we had, something. I think it was, Lazing on a Sunny Afternoon by the Kinks. And before that we had Give Me Love by George Harrison. We'll be back in just a few moments with a song written by Johnny Mandel. That and more coming up right after this.
David Testrel Coons, in cooperation with John V. Turley and Johann Sebastian Bach, is proud to present a Norney production, the greatest motion picture event since The Sound of Music. It took 20 actors, 2 cameramen, and 50,000 lights. It's more than a movie. It's an adventure, a cinematic experience. It's a waste of time. It will dazzle your senses. It will expand your horizons. It will completely destroy your faith in American society. It's a story of love, a tale of survival, a piece of shit. Murder in Vain. nighttime, a time of darkness. For some, a night of celebration. For others, a night of death. For there lurks in the shadows a terrible, unearthly menace, thirsting for human blood. One man alone can save Santa Monica from this demonic evil. But in the graveyard, life and marijuana are cheap, and the chance of survival pretty damn slim. To save the town, our hero must first encounter the deceased's wife, the mysterious munchkin of Trash World, the crippled French dip sandwich, the elusive gypsy, the satanic hunchback monk of the airways, and a white yak, the Albanian symbol of impending danger and inevitable doom. The LA Times calls Murder in Vain a testrel masterpiece. Newsweek said, superb, excellent, a chilling tale of unfulfilled filming lust. Charles Champlin called it the best movie of the decade. And the National Enquirer said, it sucks the big green one. Murder in Vain, the movie beyond all other movies, the movie which must be seen to be experienced. Murder in Vain, a modern melodrama. Starring John Turley, Janine Goldfarb, Alex Melnick, David Linden, Daphne Nugent, Keith Goldfarb, Laurie Coons, Dean Osboyd, Paul Turley, Sharon Lockhart, Susan Perry, Janet Roebuck, David Coons, Sandra Buck, Danny Salisbury, Norman Turk, Mike Marinacci, Domingo Zungri, Robert Coons, and Lieutenant Palumbo as himself. Rated G for great, goodness, and goodbye. Coming in 2 weeks to a theater or drive-in near you. But don't count on it.
Murder in Vain starts Wednesday night, November 14th, at a theater near you.
Number three.
Oh.
Early morning fog I see, visions of the things to be, the pains that are withheld for me, I realize and I can see. Suicide is painless, it brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. The game of life is hard to play, I'm gonna lose it anyway, the losing card I'll someday lay. So this is all I have to say. Suicide is painless.
Suicide.
It brings on many changes.
Changes.
And I can take or leave it if I please. The sword of time will pierce our skin. It doesn't hurt. Its way on in, the pain grows stronger, watch it breathe. Suicide is painless, it brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. A brave man once requested that I keep, is it to be or not to be? And I replied, oh, why ask me?
Don't you forget who'll take care of you. It don't matter what you do. Former duet, let him sing melody. You provide the harmony.
That was the Beatles with Help, and before that we had the Little River Band with Help Is On Its Way, and before then we had Johnny Mandel and Mike Altman with Suicide Is Painless. Now it's time to take another call from our switchboard. Hi, you've reached KPRN FM.
KPRN?
That's right, KPRN FM. Would you like to make a dedication or something?
Am I on the radio right now?
Yes, you are on the air right now.
I'm on the air, uh-huh.
Would you like to make a dedication or a request or something like that?
Yeah. I'd like to dedicate the next song to,
You know, you can choose what song you'd like to dedicate.
I can pick the song also.
Right, yeah, that's right.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
This isn't fair, Keith.
Why isn't this fair?
Because you didn't tell me you were doing this.
Well, when you call up a request line in a radio station, it's kind of assumed that you know why you're calling, you know.
Will you be doing this later?
Yeah, I'll be doing this, all night. But wouldn't you like to make a request?
I'd rather think about it.
Okay, sure.
Oh, how about if you call me back later?
We're a radio station. You know, we're not supposed to call you. You're supposed to call us, if you have a request, so.
Oh, I see. So how about if I call you back later?
I think that would be a good decision.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, have a pleasant evening. Jesus Christ. Oh. Let's check another line. This is KPRN, KNORN, Los Angeles. Do you have a request?
No, actually, I'd like to find out the name of a song by the Beatles, the one that has the line in it, No Sign of Love Behind the Tears.
I believe that song is called For No One. Would you like to dedicate that song, perhaps?
Yeah, well, actually, it was a song association that reminded me of you and Jan.
Me and whom?
You and Jan.
Do you call up DJs often and make comments to them about their personal life?
Only if I know something about their personal life.
So you just called me up in order to mess up my whole plan and cause me all this trouble, is that right?
Of course.
Well, then shove it up your ass, you jerk. Jesus Christ, where did I get that? Okay, I'm going to try once more. This is the last time. This is KPRN. Would you like to make a dedication?
Yes, I would like to dedicate Beethoven's Fifth Symphony to Keith Goldberg.
Thank you very much. Goodbye. Thank you.
talk much, we just fall and play. But then we move like baggies on Vaseline. Well, the beat comes out better on a stolen guitar. You're the blessed with the spiders from Mars.
Thank you.
This is Jefferson Airplane doing Plastic Fantastic Lover. That was recorded live, and that was off their Greatest Hits album, or rather their Worst Hits. Before that, we had David Bowie doing Hang On To Yourself, and before him, we had Queen doing The Night Comes Down.
Can you identify this sound? It's the sound of a pimple bursting all over your face. New Oxy 90 can help prevent ugly zits.
What's so great about it?
Oxy 90 is far stronger than any other leading acne medication. Stronger than Clearasil. Better and stronger than Stridex, Fosdex creams. And better than the medication you're using right now. Oxy 90 is made from 90% benzoyl peroxide, so it burns deeper into your zits.
Yeah, it burns deep into your face, too.
Which would you rather have? Ugly zits or a face?
New Oxy 90 is available to all Thrifty Drug and Discount stores. The opinion expressed here and above are neither those of this announcer or the station.
Hi, this is Jim from Licorice Pizza, and I'd like to tell you about the incredible bargains we have to offer here. For example, John Lennon's Double Fantasy album. We got hundreds of these. List price, $8.98. Our price, an incredible $8.49. And there's much more. Ted?
That's right, Jim. We just received another shipment of the Flash Gordon soundtrack by Queen. We're knocking 50% off. In fact, we're so overloaded with this album, we're stacking them on the sidewalk.
I'm not surprised.
I'm sitting on a stack right now. Have you ever seen so many albums?
As a matter of fact, I have. Our bookkeeper made a mistake and ordered 100,000 extra copies of The Best of Industrial Waste, which, by the way, includes their hit single, The Coat Hanger Blues. We're practically giving this album away at $129 each.
That's nothing, Jim. Just this morning I ran into our manager shoveling copies of Blondie's Auto American out of the storeroom, and he told me the price was to be reduced to 89 cents each.
Well, that's incredible, but not that incredible. I can't even get in my office because of the crates of Heart's Greatest Hits live albums, which we're trying to dump at 39 cents a bushel.
Oh, by the way, Jim, while over at your house the other day, I couldn't help but notice the delightful and colorful lawn furniture you constructed out of ELO's Out of the Blue.
Why, thank you, Ted. You'd be interested to know that I'm working on a 12-piece dinette set made complete out of the Beatles' White Album. Remarkable.
Available only while supplies last.
Where do you go when you don't want no one to know?
Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained or nothing's lost. At such a cost. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. In life unkind.
Just beginning to see. Now I'm on. reaching high and low. But why does everybody tell me no? Neptune of the seas, an answer for me, please. The lily of the valley.
Lights fade from every room. Bedsitter people look back and lament. Another day's useless energy spent. Impassioned lovers wrestle as one. Lonely man cries for love and has none. New mother picks up and settles her son. Senior citizens wish they were young. Cold-hearted orb that rules the night. Removes the colors from our sight. Red is gray and yellow white. But we decide which is right and which is an illusion.